بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we are on part 24 concerning spiritual discourses, and we are concentrating on discussing about pride. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, he who is best amongst you in conduct will be dearest and nearest to me in the next world. The most distant from me amongst you, and the object of the most hated, are those who are the talkatives, the trouble givers, and the mutafayyikuns. The Sahaba asked, who are the mutafayyikuns? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the proud. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the proud will be raised on the day of resurrection as dwarfs. The people will go on treading them with their feet. The figure of everything will be higher than their figures. They will then be driven into Jahannam, named Bulas. Their food will be in the fire of Jahannam, and their drink will be Kabal, or blood and pus of the dwellers of Jahannam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of resurrection, the proud and the oppressors will be presented in Jahannam as dwarfs. The people would be treading upon them as toys of Allah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a place in Jahannam where the proud will be admitted, and then it will be shut up. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Ya Allah, I seek refuge to you, rescue to you from the pride of the proud. He also said, he from whose body life has gone out and is saved from three matters, that is pride, death, and deceit, will enter Jannah. But can you imagine what a severe warning this is? Up to now we have not heard about the punishment of the proud. That we know that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who has got a mustard seed of pride will not enter Jannat. Obviously, would going into Jahannam. Now in this narration, the warning wa'id of those who are proud, what is going to happen? Most of the time we know that the proud is going to Jahannam. But here in this narration, it is clear that what is going to happen to such a person, such a despised and hated, abhorred person who is full of pride. And we should take heed that, can you imagine how severe this is? That the proud on the day of resurrection will be dwarfs. And every other figure will be trampling upon these dwarfs, and they will be driven to Jahannam, to a place called Bulas. That means Allah Azza wa Jal has allocated a place for the proud, the arrogant. Allah save us from this. Why? Because imagine that how severe this sin is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a place, Bulas, in Jahannam, where the people who are proud will be made into dwarfs and put there. And they will be given food, and their food will be the fire of hell. Can you imagine now, first of all, size down, people trampling, and the food is a fire. And drink will be blood and pus, from the dwellers of Jahannam. Now what an evil abode that is, what a bad return that is. that first of all, that to be made small size. And in Jahannam, where people will be huge, huge sizes, and because this person on the surface of the earth, he thought he was big size because he was proud. And in the surface of the earth, because of the chip of the shoulder, he thought he is very big. Because of his wealth, because of his power, because of his position, because of his knowledge, because of his talent, because of his capability, because of his capacity, he was walking tall. And he was walking as if to say he's walking on air. He was walking as if to say he's the king, yeah. And he was walking like he's going to split the earth asunder. So he was walking tall, walking high, walking lofty, walking like the mountain, walking as if to say he is the mighty. That is why now Allah Azza wa Jal on day of resurrection, he make his size small like a dwarf. And now he's down, now he's small, and everybody is trampling him. Here on the surface of the earth, he was walking and he was trampling upon others. Here on the surface of the earth, because of his proudness, he was walking and he was putting his foot on others, oppressing others, suppressing others. And he was walking over everybody because of his pride and arrogance. Because of his pride and arrogance, shouting and getting his view across. Screaming and getting his view across. And pushing his opinion because of his power and wealth. And because of his position and might. And now, come to Jahannam. Come to the resurrection. That person is made short, made dwarf. Now everybody is going to tremble. Now how he's going to feel. And there, because of the pride and arrogance, you had the best of things. Now in Jahannam, come eat the fire of hell. Come partake the fire of hell. Come drink. Drink from the blood and pus of the dwellers of Jahannam. Remember, the dwellers of Jahannam, they are getting punished and they are getting severely punished. So can you imagine when a person is sick on the surface of the earth, what a knot comes out of the body? These days we are informed that when they drain blood and pus because of infection of the body, then that is stinking and rotten and foul. And there is so much that all those around have to be sterilized, and all those around are wearing masks so that they can bear what is coming out of the human body, which is alive, on the surface of the earth. Now can you imagine what a disgrace and what a severe punishment. And the punishment of Jahannam, the heat and the cold of Jahannam, the beating up of in Jahannam, and all those hadiths. Now you can think about when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Miraj and he saw those who have been punished in Jahannam for their various crimes which they committed blatantly on the surface of the earth. Pus and blood, rotten pus, and pus coming out of the body of the Jahannamis. This person who was proud and arrogant, this person is given to drink. And people will be walking on them like how you walk on toys. How when there is toys and you have to now come out of that room, then you walk upon those toys because they are insignificant. And you do not worry that if they get damaged, but you walk on them, people will be walking on them. Then that place of Jahannam where these proud are, Allah protect us, will be closed up. That is why Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he should make dua that, Ya Allah, I seek refuge in you from the pride of the proud. And we also should make this dua that, Ya Allah, keep me away from the proud people. We should make dua, Ya Allah, let not the arrogance of the proud people come on me. Ya Allah, save me from the pride of the proud. What a beautiful dua. So that we don't come into contact with the future Jahannami. And we do not come into contact with this person who is destroying his dunya and akhirat. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he from whose body life has gone out and is saved from three matters, pride, debt, and deceit, will enter Jannah. Pride, we know, it destroys everything. And debt, we have spoken about. And deceit. Unfortunately, in this age, people lie and lie so much that they think the lies are truth. And they think that what they're doing is part of life. Whereas it comes clearly in the hadith that when a person lies, then the malaika run away. They run away from that person. And there is no goodness. Unfortunately, that a person would lie to get fame. A person will lie to get position. A person will lie to get power. A person will lie to get votes. Nowadays, people lie even to get married. People lie that, no, I own this and I own that. Meanwhile, they own nothing. People lie in business. Well, this commodity is like this and this commodity is like that. Whereas the Sharia has clearly stated that we should inform the customer of the defects in the product. And so many a story can be narrated of even Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that he told his attendant that when you sell that particular cloth, inform the customer of the defect in the cloth. And when this was not done, then he was very upset and all the profit of that was distributed. There is no goodness in lying. And on one side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that the honest trader will be with the Nabiyeen and Siddiqeen on the day of resurrection. But how many are honest? We have translated one book, How Traders Can Go to Jannat. A thick book describing traders, because many are traders these days. And unfortunately, in every field, people do not hesitate to lie. Worst are the political leaders in every place, in the so-called system of democracy. We must understand something, that the current system of democracy in the political world arena has got nothing to do with Islam. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written about this in detail. Mufti Ashiq Ali Bulandshahri Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in his tafsir, which we have translated, Illuminating Discourses of Quran, that how corrupt this so-called current democratical political system is. That we know what the politicians talk about, what they promise. And they say to the public that we will be with you, and we will deliver this to you and that to you. But when, as soon as they come into power, they forget about the poor and the needy and the destitute and the orphan. And many places they buy the votes and they purchase their so-called seat in parliament. All this is corruption and all this stems from lying. And this lying in anything brings no goodness, brings no barakat, brings no mercy of Allah. And when there is no barakah, no mercy of Allah in any transaction that is coupled with lying, then a person cannot progress. A person will rather say the truth, he'll earn little, but Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has congratulated that person who earns a little and who is content with it and who is happy with it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has congratulated that person. So we should stay away from pride, death, and lying. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.